No surprises this year. Heading to state up at Reno, Bishop Gorman, Canyon Springs on the lower level, Clark and Desert Pines, just what we expected. Seems like it's been a while since we got all the teams we expected up there. We're going to talk about all of them today on the final edition of Prep Sports Now. Emotional day here at the studio at the Las Vegas Sun. It's Prep Sports Now. Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. This podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for a basketball team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero. Always buckle up. Watch out for pedestrians. And don't drive distracted.
And you mean final podcast of the school year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I meant, I kind of meant the whole athletic year, too.
Yeah, athletic year.
Yeah, yeah. I guess school year, same
school
thing.
School year, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll be back in August, though.
Yeah, back in August. I should have clarified that. But yeah, this will be it for now, because by this time next week, we're going to know who the state champion is, both the lower level and the bigger level. I think a lot of people are got to be favoring Bishop Gorman and Clark, but the number twos... Well, I mean, this is a Southern Nevada podcast. Well, we think it's true. We think the number twos are probably Clark and Canyon Springs. Maybe they could surprise some people.
Yeah, and I know Gorman's won the last two titles, and I know Gorman has two elite players in Zimmerman and Jeter. But I tell you what, Case, Canyon Springs is going to give Gorman absolute fits. And if you would tell me that Canyon Springs is going to win state, I wouldn't disagree with you. If you look at the starting five... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gorman, point guard Rabothan, 4-year guy, been in the big games. Two guard Okiki. Three, Nick Blair, right?
Yep.
Match those guys up against Shaq Carr, Jordan Davis, Jared Davis. 3-on-3, who do you take?
Well, I always have to be the one that gets the Gorman people fired up. I'm probably taking the Canyon kids.
Hell,
I mean,
yeah.
The Gorman guys are great.
Canyon wins 10 out of 10 every time. There's no doubt about it. They're quicker, they're more athletic, and they're more competitive. And not a knock. It's the truth. Those three Canyon kids are legit. The problem is that Gorman has 6'10 and 6'11 playing the 4 and 5, and Canyon's got 6'2 and 6'4. Playing the 4 and 5. And then when Davis or Carr gets in foul trouble, like we saw against Las Vegas High in the Sunrise, they've got to go to the bench, which isn't as good, not even close to as good as what Gorman has.
Now, Gorman's bench is ridiculous. When they were clearing it at the end, I was at the Sunset Tournament, as always. This year you were at the Sunrise. But Gorman had, like, their 9th or 10th guy was better than a lot of teams, like, 4th guy.
Exactly. And the thing is that... Okay, Canyon, first of all, Freddie Banks runs his Canyon team like the old run-in Rebels. They get up and down the court. Against El Dorado in the quarters, they scored 106 points. In the semis, they scored against Valley 99 points. Didn't do as much against Vegas because of foul trouble, but it's a team that gets up and down, it runs, and it's athletic. If they could force their style of play on Gorman, I think Canyon actually has a chance. For whatever that's worth, though, semifinal round, Thursday, Gorman against Reno, Canyon Springs against Spanish Springs. And we say that because 3 years ago, we thought we'd see Canyon-Gorman, and obviously Gorman lost to Minogue.
I think that Minogue team was, from what I've been told or the preliminary research I've done, that Minogue team was probably better than these two Reno teams. So... You got to like the chances of getting the Canyon Springs Gorman game. But like you said, it's basketball. It's one game. Anything could happen. But right now, I think it's a pretty safe bet that we're going to get to see the game we want, which is Gorman and Canyon Springs. And surprisingly, I love Canyon Springs all year. I think even more than you probably. I always thought they were going to win the Sunrise. I wasn't surprised at all to see them go undefeated. But I don't like their chances against Gorman is better as well as you do. The one thing I definitely agree with, you mentioned how they need to run. I think that's the only possible way they can beat Gorman is if they just make it the craziest pace ever. I mean, don't slow down once. Just push the ball up and down the court over and over and over. And then I think that they could give Gorman a game doing that, but I still think it's going to be tough. I mean, those guys inside, Gorman's guys inside, are just a lot to handle, and I feel like Canyon needs a really good shooter, which they don't have, and then maybe I would give them a better chance.
So if Canyon plays its best game and hits all of its shots, and you're right, when Vegas went to a zone, Canyon just couldn't hit an outside shot, and I know Gorman had coaches counting the game there, so chances are Gorman will do the same thing, and we're arguing for no reason.
Well, but don't give him a chance to set up the zone.
Yeah,
just use that speed and get out on the break.
Yeah, but if Canyon hits its shots and plays an above average to great game, and if Gorman plays an average to below average game, I really think we're going to be in for a great finish.
Yeah, no, Canyon absolutely could do it. I'm just putting the percentages very low.
Yeah,
but like you said, I mean, these kids play basketball year-round. They put it their whole lives. Just because they're not a good shooting team, which they aren't, doesn't mean that they can't get hot for one day. So if Canyon gets hot, hits some shots, the talent disparity between Canyon's top guys and Gorman's top guys are less than any other team Gorman's played this year. In-state, obviously. Yeah.
And of course, Gorman beat Finley Prep this year, so we know Gorman's good.
So not in-state, in the NIAA, yeah. Excuse me.
Let's look at the Division 1A. I was at the DP Clark game, and going into the game, I thought Clark was probably 12 to 15 points better than Desert Pines. And listen, Desert Pines plays full court defense, in your face, aggressive defense from start to finish. And they made it very uncomfortable for Clark. Clark eventually prevailed. They won. They won the South region. Congratulations. If they meet again in the championship game, and I say if, because Desert Pines has to play Elko in the semifinals. Elko, of course, last year gave Clark a run for its money in the semifinals. And Elko this year has beaten Green Valley and gave Las Vegas High a great game. So there's no guarantee we get DP Clark, but I think if Clark and DP go at it again, anything could happen. I'd love to see a seven-game series between those.
Elko might be better than the two northern upper region teams to make it, right?
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So it's a tough game for Desert Pines. This Clark game was a little bit closer than I expected to, 54-48. You were out there. Look, this is one thing we've actually nailed pretty well. Last year, we both picked Desert Pines to win the state championship. We thought they were a little bit better than Clark. This year, I agree with you. I think Clark is a little bit better after looking over their seasons. You know, the guys Clark has with Colby Jackson and Deontay Jones. And I think that they're going to be and the other thing is, I think they're going to be just as motivated to play them a second time. It's a heated rivalry. These two teams don't like each other. There's no way you would get me to pick against Clark in the lower level.
Yeah, and I'm likely going to take Clark as well. It's just, you know, Desert Pines, first of all, this was one of the most physical games I've ever seen. Start to finish, in your face, talking trash, stare downs, physical rebounds. It was an aggressive game from start to finish. And, you know, I expect the same thing. And when it's that physical case, you know, fouls might dictate what happens. And if, you know, Carter Olson or Colby Jones goes out for Clark, they're done. I don't think they got a replacement in the backcourt.
And Desert Pines, it does look like shot very, very poorly against Clark.
Dude, they're awful offensively. I'm sorry. That was to me the difference. I mean, they had no – they couldn't hit any shots. The Grimes kid had like 8 points and was like a non-factor, other than the fact that he was taller than everybody, a non-factor. And I was surprised at how bad – offensively Desert Pines was. I don't know if that's because Clark played good defense as well or if scoring's been a problem all season for Desert Pines.
I think it's probably I don't think scoring's been that big of a problem. Maybe they aren't great offensively like they were last year, but I think Clark probably played good defense. And I think, I mean, you just have off nights when you're playing 30 games a year or whatever. I think it's a safe bet, especially if you're picking Desert Pines. I think big part of your argument is they're no way they're going to play offense as poorly as they did the first time against Clark. They're going to shoot better than that. They're going to find a little bit more success. Maybe they can go – maybe they just ditch the game plan they did against Clark offensively this time and go completely opposite. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game this time if they play again.
Hey, that's not – you're not stretching. Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah. So
– I just – you know, the rivalry between those – I mean, kids staring at each other, kids staring at the bench, kids hitting their chest – Very entertaining.
Were there any technicals?
No technicals, but...
Close. Teetering.
Who knows what's going to happen in Reno? You, like I said, you get Olsen or Jackson in foul trouble, and Clark's, in my opinion, done. Malik Davis, just like a glove defensively for Desert Pines. I really liked what he did. Shout-outs, Keith. Shout-out to Desert Pines girls.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about this. Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. They were the fourth-place team in the Sunrise region or Sunrise League or whatever. Upset defending state champion Faith Lutheran. Upset Western. And now they're going to state. 7-win team. Congratulations, ladies.
Yeah, crazy. We hardly ever see anything like that in the men's side or the boys' side. Doubt we will very often. Also, I guess we're mentioning the girls. We should shout out the huge rivalry. Centennial got the best of Bishop Gorman.
They did. And of
course, they're heading to state.
Of course, shout out to the Liberty Patriots.
They're going too.
They're going too. Should be fun.
Yep, should be a good time. Make sure to check out our picks on LasVegasSun.com for all the action. We'll update it with the state championship. We have the first few games up there shortly.
And I'll be in Reno, so follow me on Twitter, at RayBrewer21. I'll keep everybody posted.
Thanks for listening. Prep Sports Now.
See you later.